Hi, this is Alvin, and welcome to the Kickstart Commerce Podcast, where we share search marketing and domain name investing strategies to help grow your business. In today's episode, I'll discuss a brief recap of Domain Sherpa's Emoji Domains May Take Over the World, which originally aired April the 10th, 2017. Inside this brief recap, which you can coin Emoji Domains 1 year later, I'll discuss emoji domain sales and the overall market. Also, what personal and business brands are using emoji domains, what companies are offering emoji domain marketing services, as well as which type of emoji domains I believe to be valuable. And then last but not least, we'll discuss a bit of where emoji domains are headed next and six questions to consider before investing in emoji domains. So with that, let's get started. So if you remember or recall, roughly about a year ago, so at the time of this publication, it's a week later, it's actually April the 19th to be exact, but it's been a year since Domain Sherpa released the episode about Emoji Domains May Take Over the World. And if you remember that episode, it was Mike Seiger interviewing Matan Israeli, as well as John Roy. So those two guys, their names likely sound familiar. One being that I actually interviewed them while attending NamesCon 2018. And so we talked a bit, not at depth, just about emoji domains and where they thought they were headed. And so you can definitely watch that YouTube interview there that I did while at NamesCon. And so back to the Sherpa episode. So within the Sherpa episode, it was one, John Roy, I guess you'd say a coming out party, if you will, in terms of the I heart. So that's the letter I and then the heart emoji.ws, him releasing the marketplace for emoji domains through a hackathon. And so also, and for those that didn't watch the episode, so John is actually an employee of GoDaddy, and basically he developed iHeartWS as a project for a GoDaddy hackathon and actually won. And then I believe that was like at the end of 2016, somewhere in that time frame. And then it just kind of exploded from there of people beginning to register emoji domains, as well as I believe he also placed the site on a few sites. Maybe it was like Lifehacker. I do know it was Product Hunt that he did place iHeart.ws on as well. And it gained exposure and pretty much took off from there. Nevertheless, he and Matan were interviewed by Mike. And so that began, I guess you'd say, the emoji domain frenzy in terms of people going out to register emoji. And to a certain extent, with emojis being half the price of a .com, so GoDaddy was offering them for nearly $5 a pop, which still at this current date, that's still the current offering. You never know the future, but, you know, in this case, who wouldn't want to take an opportunity on an emoji domain? That being said, at the time of the interview, there had been only a handful of sales that had occurred at that moment in time. And I believe like somewhere around closer to the end of December, the butterfly.ws emoji had sold for like $804. And then I believe the cloud.com, so the cloud emoji.com, had sold for nearly almost 14,000 via Flippa, and that was at the tail end of 2016. So, you know, coming into 2017 and having Mike and Matan actually meet at NamesCon 2017, things just kind of took off from there, especially after the this episode originally aired. And so from the time that this episode aired, there were 20 26 sales that were reported for 2017, which isn't, I mean, that's not bad. Now, I will say that there are likely more sales, but these are just the ones that were confirmed and reported as indicated on dnacademy.com. And so that being said, in 2017, there were a total of 27 sales, and 26 of those sales actually occurred after the airing of the episode, Emoji Domains May Take Over the World. That being said, the yingyang.com, in terms of its sales price, sold for 11.2K, and so that's U.S. Currency. And then as far as the .ws goes, its highest sell occurred, I want to say, December 26th, 2017, and it was the sunglasses .ws that sold for 3.1k U.S. currency. And then in regards to .2, which .ws and .2 have been battling in terms of market share, emoji domain market share, and the bullseye .2 sold for 1.7k there at the beginning of October 2017. And so it's in comparison to .com, obviously that's, you know, it doesn't compare, only just because of the sheer number that of domains that are registered for .com, as well as just that the emoji domain market it's new. And so that being said, it was kind of gaining, not even kind of gaining, it was gaining traction throughout 2017 with a number of sales ranging anywhere from, you know, mid three figure to, you know, anywhere from that $1,000 to $3,000 range. And so that ain't bad for a $4 investment that either you can flip. And so a lot of people, because of that, in terms of the $4 investment, a lot of people have just been holding them. But that being said, there really hasn't been much movement, especially in the realm of the 33, or rather the 40 to 50. And I think it actually is an exact 33 .com and .net emoji domains. There hasn't really been much movement. I believe the cloud.com was actually mentioned earlier this year that it was being brokered by mediaoptions.com. But outside of that, there's really not been much movement. As for .ws and .to, those are definitely the extensions where things have been moving and happening at a faster clip than the .com and .net. And of course, it's, you know, if you're new to emoji domains, obviously because of the IDNA 2008, that policy basically eliminated emoji domains from being registered basically in current day. So there are, like I said, I believe it's an exact 33 or so that are .com, .net emoji domains that are out there in the wild today that can, you know, that there may be an opportunity for you to purchase should you be able to identify the buyer. But for the most part, you're going to likely register emoji domains using .ws, .to, .fm, and a few other country code top-level domains or ccTLDs. That being said, up next in terms of what's next, you know, as far as 2018 sales go, there have been three sales that I've discovered, but those sales have yet to be confirmed. I did mention those in the week in review of emoji domains, so you can definitely catch that episode. I believe it was the March 31st episode that I covered those domain sales. So listen to that podcast to get more about those sales. Outside of those three sales, I've not heard of much happening or going on in terms of emoji domain sales. That's not to say that they aren't happening, but they just haven't been reported. And so, you know, we're definitely in the second quarter or starting the second quarter here in 2018. So it'll be interesting to see if there are more sales of basically $500 or more dollars in terms of emoji domain sales, both for .ws, .to, and then the newcomer to the bunch in terms of .fm. And they're, you know, to be honest, I mean, their pricing is like $169 at the time of this publication per emoji domain. So it'll be interesting just to see if whether or not they can actually turn the corner. Now, obviously, they have you know, bigger brands like Rainmaker, Coke, Carrie Underwood. So, you know, hey, it could happen, but at the same time, I'm not necessarily convinced. You know, I'm more of, hey, you're going to have to show me. I'm from Missouri, so you're the show me state. You're just going to have to show me that you can actually fetch, you know, great sales at those prices. Obviously, if you're talking about bigger corporate brands, that's going to be $169. That's like going to be a drop in the bucket for them. But if you're talking about individual emoji domain investors, that's going to be a stiff cost to carry indefinitely. And especially if you don't know whether or not emoji domains are truly going to carry the corner, turn the corner. But more on that later. So next up, in terms of what personal and business brands are using emoji domains. So in the original episode that aired, there were a number of emoji domains that I believe Mayton and Mike even discussed that were being used by companies. So I took, I went back and I looked up about four or five of them that were mentioned just to see, hey, are they still being used by those exact companies? And so in the episode, the wineglass.ws was reported to have been used by a company, Vivino. And I believe they were using it to redirect to their iTunes app. And so that no longer redirects. And, you know, I basically typed it into a browser and figured out, hey, it's not redirecting. So I don't know what happened there, if that lease just expired and they didn't renew, or, you know, what happened. But I think it's probably safe to say that if they, one or two things likely happen, either results weren't there or the app went away altogether. And I don't know which one of those, and maybe both of those are true. Who knows? But next up was the lipstick.ws, which was reportedly used as a redirect to MAC Cosmetics. And so it no longer redirects. Next up was the oncoming car. So it's the red car that faces the front, .ws, and it was reportedly used by Honda, and it no longer redirects. Let's see here. So the next up was the sunglasses, which was reportedly used by Ray-Ban glasses. So it's sunglasses.ws, and it was redirected to Ray-Ban, but it no longer redirects to Ray-Ban. The heart and then the beer mug.ws was reported to redirect to Budweiser, and it still does redirect to Budweiser, as well as the necktie.ws Van Huisen shirts. And so it still redirects. And then there were a few others, like the Three Clubs was reported to have been redirected to Penn and Teller's website. That no longer redirects. Let's see here. The other was the Joker, .ws, which still redirects to MGM. And so basically out of those handful that were originally mentioned, about half of them still redirect. The other half either redirect to the landing page of the company that owns them, or it just redirects to a landing page of an individual investor. Which brings us to the next topic, which is what companies are actually offering emoji marketing services. So if you remember, I attended NamesCon 2018, as I mentioned moments ago. So while at NamesCon, I had the opportunity to actually interview two gentlemen, Ethan and Dave from Fly, so FLYE.co. And I had an opportunity to sit down with them to discuss how their company is actually marketing, or rather offering emoji marketing services. And so they're helping to connect emoji domain investors to brands and helping brands to connect their brand to emoji domains. And so it was an interesting conversation, which they are definitely on, I guess you'd say, the bleeding edge in terms of being pioneers in that area. And so, you know, I actually did a interview with them as well as a video interview with them. And so to learn more about their company, Fly, you can visit kickstartcommerce.com /FLYE. To learn more about what their company did or does. And in terms of, I guess you'd say, they've done a couple of things. Obviously, they have the stack of cash that they've used in terms of, I believe, Hooters did something around it. They're the location there that's in Las Vegas, right there on the strip. They did a marketing campaign around it. Fly was also responsible for the flame emoji. And so I also did an interview about it that you can search for on Kickstart Commerce to learn more about how that domain investor actually changed his mind about investing in the leasing his investment of the emoji domain. At first, he didn't want to, and then he later actually discovered it was in his best interest in terms of, one, building awareness, but then, two, being able to make a little money while at the same time, you know, being able to, like I said, make a little money in terms of cover the cost of the annual renewal fee for that emoji domain. But at the same time, it's one of those things is as he was waiting for inquiries to roll in, then, you know, he could gain basically further exposure for the opportunity for that brand to either purchase it or another brand to come along and lease or purchase that. So, like I said, you can learn more about Fly by going to kickstartcommerce.com /FLYE. Next up was Emoji Empires, which they were also present, which I didn't get a chance to get the opportunity to interview them. But I did do a write-up for Emoji Empires, and you can read about it at kickstartcommerce.com /Emoji Empires. And so you visit that link and then you can learn actually about how they've been able to build an empire, basically one emoji at a time. And so they're getting their hands on some lucrative emojis. They got pretty much most of the emojis from the Unicode 11 release that happened basically, what, April 1st or March 1st, actually. So a month or so ago, they were able to get their hands on a good number of the newly released emoji domains. That being said, there are other companies out there that offer emoji marketing service or emoji leasing. The other one that's, or rather the other two that are quite obvious are World Emoji Brand. And so, WorldEmojiBrand.com, and they have a number of emoji domain, single character that they're leasing as well. And then there's also emojihq.com, as well as Emoji URL, which Emoji URL actually is Maiten. So the gentleman that I mentioned at the beginning of this interview that did the interview with Mike at Domain Sherpa about emoji domains may take over the world. So Maiten actually owns emojiurl.com. And then last but not least, there's buyemojis.ws and edinstore.com, which are both owned by Paige Howe. And so that being said, there are many companies that are out there that are promoting emoji domain usage, whether it's, you know, simple emoji domain marketing services, whether it's leasing services, or whether it's actual just purchasing of emoji domains. So there are many options out there. I definitely recommend that you visit kickstartcommerce.com/buy, and that page will basically list pretty much all the places that you can buy, sell, trade, swap, lease, rent, what have you, and, you know, as it pertains to emoji domains. So, you know, I encourage you to visit kickstartcommerce.com/buy, B-U-Y, to learn more about the different companies that are offering emoji marketing services. So next up, let's see here. We have which types of emoji domains I believe to be valuable. So that being said, in, you know, there are many different options. You have singles, doubles, you have combinations, and then you have triples and quadruples, quintuplets, and on and on and on and on. So in terms of the single market, that's the one that if I were to encourage anyone to invest in emoji domains, I would say don't look past singles. Yeah, you can do doubles, but, you know, it's one of those things of if you got to do a double, the mining, your customer is likely going to wonder, well, I wonder who uses the single. And then there you have kind of the, I guess you'd say, brand dilution there. And so in terms of diluting your brand, you know, I personally just don't recommend using the repeating doubles, triples, or any of that. And like I said, that's just my personal opinion. I would say your best use of investment is to basically solely purchase in singles. And, you know, for the what you're willing to pay, you know, let's say you're willing to buy, you know, anywhere from 25 to 50 emoji domains. Well, why not take that same amount of money and put it into one emoji domain? Or if you're going to invest in 200 emoji domains at $5 a pop, that's $1,000. So you can come up at least with, you know, at least one or maybe even two, depending on, you know, how you go about purchasing that single emoji domain. So in my opinion, I say put your investment into singles. Don't look past anything else. Obviously, there have at one point in time, there were reported 21,000 different emoji domains. And so over the last couple of months, I've basically been reporting on a week to week basis here and there when a large amount of emojis have been expiring. And so not only that, I guess the in terms of the number that are expiring, I basically watched over pretty much a 30-day period, nearly almost 8,000 emoji domains expire. There were only a handful, and I probably could count on my hand maybe to say anywhere from 15 to 20 that expired and were, you know, basically had bids of maybe one or two bids, if not more, on it. So we're a long way from the once touted you know, 21,000.ws emoji domain registrations. I've not checked .2 or any other extension, but I would assume the same thing is likely happening to those extensions as well. And so, like I said, I think your best investment is to purchase the single if you're an emoji domain investor, and then look to maybe work with one of the aforementioned companies that I mentioned that offer emoji marketing services to get your domain into the hands of a brand that's willing to use an emoji domain. And so that being said, you know, at this point as emoji domain investor, I don't think it's worth the benefit of investing in doubles, combos, or triples. Now, if you're a personal brand or a company and you're looking to use an emoji domain for your brand, then that's a different conversation. I would say, hey, you know, if the single is unavailable or not priced right for your budget, then yeah, go ahead and invest in maybe a double or even a combination. There are a lot of companies that are out there that make that are actually, I guess you'd say, good candidates for using a combo. So two different emojis together to signify their brand. One of the ones that comes to mind is there was a Foxtail Coffee, and I saw this by way of Emoji Empires. They did a tweet about it, and it was actually using the fox emoji with the coffee cup .ws. And so I look at that and I go, man, that's perfect. You know, that's perfect marrying of a brand to an emoji domain, and it beats using a bit.ly link or an ugly redirect link when you can actually present something that's visually appealing and memorable and associate it to your brand. And so that's building brand value along the way. And so if you can do something like that in terms of a combination or a double, then I recommend doing it. As far as the triples are concerned, that's not really my cup of tea. Whether it's emoji investor or whether it's you know, a business brand, not unless your business, let's say your business was called Five Dogs. Well, it may make sense to register, you know, Five Dogs in a Row .ws or .2 or .to. Then that may make sense, but that's going to, I mean, those are going to be some case-by-case situations, I'd say anomalies, if anything, at best. And so that's what I believe to be valuable. Put your money where the singles are, if you're emoji domain investors. And if you're, you know, business brands, it may serve you well. If you can't get a single, then go with a double or maybe even a combo. I'd go with the combo before I'd likely go with the double. But that being said, I could also see the argument for, well, the double is easy to type, just because you're finding likely one emoji, hitting it twice, typing in .ws, and moving down the line. So I just say go with what best fits your brand. Last but not least, so we want to talk about where emoji domains are headed next. And so to do that, what I believe is best is likely to consider six questions before you invest in an emoji domain. So if you're an emoji domain investor, these are the six questions that I really think you must, you know, ask. Don't get so excited just about the visual appeal, just about the fact that, hey, there are 6 billion emoji messages being sent on a daily basis. Those are just emoji used within messages and not necessarily emoji domains. That's not to say emoji domains don't have value. In my opinion, I think they do. But I also think that, you know, before you go out and start purchasing, you know, tens, hundreds, thousands of emoji domains, I think that these are the six questions that you should really ask yourself and go do a bit of digging and research on your own. So the first question is, are emoji domains losing steam Or are they simply just a flash in the pan from the start? I think by the end of this, by the end of 2018, if not by this time, 2016, I think that we will know with great certainty from the looks of things in terms of the numbers that I touted for .ws alone, in terms of the emoji domain registration numbers that are that were at 21,000. And now my best guess says that we're somewhere in the neighborhood of probably only about 4,000 to 5,000 emoji domains that are registered at this point. And so that's, again, that's not the gospel truth. That's just me guessing based on the week to week numbers that I, you know, that I've been watching and calculating. So best guess says it's somewhere around about 4,000 to 5,000 in terms of numbers that in terms of emoji domains that are actively registered today. So are they losing steam by the numbers? Yes. Are they a flash in the pan? Well, I think we'll know that a year from now, if not before the end of 2018. Next up, are expiring emoji domains simply bad registrations? The short answer to this is I believe yes. There were a lot of combos that used country flags. So there were country flags. So you'd have a country flag and maybe like an airplane, country flag, car, country flag, beer mug, country flag, what have you. And in my personal belief, I think that's just a hard sell because one, you have to one, find the flag. So that means that you would have to know all the country flags in memory. If you're from the country, it makes sense. But if you're not, it doesn't, you know, make sense. So you'd have to find that country flag and then go find the other emoji. So that's kind of one of those lessons of, hey, if the emojis aren't near one another, that's going to be a hard sell. And it may, you know, cause confusion. So are expiring emoji domains simply bad registrations? I believe so. The next question is, are renewal costs to blame for increased expiring emoji domains? In my opinion, I believe, yes, this is the case. Yes, there are different options available for reducing the cost of emoji domains. I mean, you have the domain discount club, you have... And that's basically offered by GoDaddy. And then there's the Domain Cost Club, which is offered by the .ws registry itself. So Global Domains International. So if you visit their website, website.ws, or go to the domaindiscountclub.com, then you can vouch for yourself in terms of, you know, whether or not that makes sense for you to purchase. I think it does make sense that if you're going to invest in emoji domains, you don't want to be renewing domains at $35, $45 a pop when you can use one of those services and basically lower it to the cost of anywhere between $19 to $20. That is still a long ways from the initial cost of, you know, $4.99 via GoDaddy. But hey, every little bit helps. So next up, so do I believe the renewal costs are a blame for expiring emoji domains? Yes. So question number four, are the only valuable emoji domains currently single character emoji domains? Yes and no. Yes, singles are likely the most valuable. But I also believe that there are some diamonds in the rough in terms of combinations as well as doubles. My belief is that combinations are more than doubles, only because combos are likely going to be brand specific. Whereas singles, you know, you think of singles really much as like premium. And so you could have one emoji domain represent, you know, a number of companies. So that's my take on that. So yes, singles are valuable. Are they the only valuable ones? No, but if I had to place my bet, I'm placing it on the singles. Question number five, are emoji domain investors dumping emoji domains too early? This is one of those that at the current moment I go, if you're holding on to your singles, then you're likely in a good seat. Like I said, only time will tell in terms of how many 2018 sales are produced. To basically say, hey, you know, 2017 brought us 27 reported sales per DN Academy, while, you know, in 2018, it's, you know, we're just at three, and those three are unconfirmed. So will we even top out or even meet the same goal as in 2017? I don't know. But that being said, I think that if you're dumping or you're allowing singles to expire, that may not be the best thing to do, in my opinion. Now, if you're talking about doubles, combos, triples, I don't really see the value there in terms of doubles, combos, and triples, and more. Singles, yes, but all the rest, no. So if you're dumping your singles, I think you're dumping too early. If you're dumping doubles, combos, triples, more power to you. I mean, save your money, move on, go invest it either into a single or, you know, in a non-emoji domain name. So that being said, the final question is, are investors taking their chances and allowing emoji domains to expire only to re-register at a lower initial cost? This thought actually occurred as I've been watching, like I said, thousands, anywhere from, 10 to 15,000 domains expire over the last couple of months. And it did cross my mind earlier at whether emoji domain investors are just merely taking their chances. In some cases, the argument could be made, well, no, they're not taking their chances because if they're allowing singles to expire, then those singles are likely being bid upon and then they're losing them anyway. But I think this doesn't necessarily impact singles as much as it does the doubles and especially the combos and then triples and more. So the triple plus emoji domains, I think those domains are going to expire and not even be registered again. As for the doubles, likely is the same case. And then as for the combos, I think it's one of those things you hope that it flies under the radar and no other emoji domain investors are paying attention, so that it does go through the complete process, is deleted, and then is put back on the market for available registration. If that is the case, I look at that and I go, man, that's a clever trick, to turn. You know, if you're able to say, hey, you know, I basically renewed, I paid $4.99 for this domain, let it go, it flew under the radar, it got deleted, went back to the open market, and then I registered again for $4.99. I mean, when you start talking about renewal cost anywhere from, like I said, the $19, which is the lowest that I know about at the time of this publication, this recording. So if you calculate that in and go from anywhere from $19 upwards to $40, that's a big difference. You know, $5 versus that, I mean, that's a huge amount of savings. And so I think that it could be that emoji domain investors are taking their chances and they are allowing emoji domains to expire. If this is you and you're able to regain your emoji domain, you know, using that initial price offering of GoDaddy at $5 per emoji domain, then more power to you, especially if you're able to do that consistently yet keep at least. I don't know how you would do it, but if you're able to do it and you're doing it, like I said, hat tips to you. So hats off to you, rather. So, you know, that being said, I think that those are the six questions that really everyone in terms of emoji domain investors should consider. You know, obviously, if you're investing in emoji domains, then you know, just don't get excited about, oh, it's emoji domains. Oh, these guys are purchasing them. They're doing this. They're doing that. Like, you need to have a plan. This is no different than investing in .com or any other extension. You need to have a solid plan. You need to be focused on how it is that you're going to either flip, develop, or even lease these domains. And, you know, like I said, the main goal here is, can you cover your cost, you know, from year to year? If you can cover your cost, then, hey, it's, you know, everything, all my arguments are moot point. You know, cover your cost and keep doing it as long as you can do it. But if you're, you know, new to the game, I definitely say, hey, you need to go back, and before you even spend one dime, is really spend time researching as well as asking yourself these questions and answering them objectively and honestly. So that, with that, we're out of time. And so, you know, I hope that you gleaned a lot out of this emoji domain 1 year later podcast, and which was basically a review of Domain Sherpa's Emoji Domains May Take Over the World, which originally aired April the 10th, 2017. Like I said, I hope you were able to glean insight from this. And so thank you for tuning in to Kickstart Commerce, you know, where we share search marketing and domain name investing strategies to help grow your business. Last but not least, please subscribe to this podcast via iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Podbean, or however else you choose to listen to this podcast. Also, please visit kickstartcommerce.com, and there in the sidebar, sign up to the Daily Scoop, where I provide a daily newsletter of all the insight, tips, and tricks as it pertains to search marketing and domain name investing strategies. So thanks, and that's all for now.